Norfolk Island residents will soon be forced to pay income tax and their parliament will be scrapped under a $136 million plan signed off by Federal Cabinet. The changes are almost certain to be supported by Labor and will also give the tiny island's 1,800 inhabitants access to Australia's health and welfare systems for the first time from July next year. But there is likely to be some opposition to the move, as James Glenday reports from Canberra.
The tiny island halfway between New Caledonia and New Zealand is in financial strife. Its economy has struggled in recent years and the local parliament hasn't been able to raise enough cash to pay for basic services. A recent bipartisan report recommended it be axed and the Abbott government has decided to act.
With 1,800 people in their population, it's just not sustainable to be able to deliver the services that Australians expect to get.
Jamie Briggs is the Assistant Infrastructure Minister and the man responsible for overhauling Norfolk Island.
It has a lot of challenges. It's had no capital expenditure for many years. Roads haven't been upgraded since the 70s. The hospital's in a state where Medicare won't accredit it. We want Norfolk Island and the very special place it has in Australia's history to be successful. It's not successful at the moment. There are a myriad of problems. This is an attempt to address those problems in a genuine way.
The island's parliament will be replaced with a local council, similar to the one that operates on Lord Howe Island. Islanders will be forced to join Australia's tax system. They'll have to pay personal and business taxes, but will be exempt from the GST. From July next year, they'll also get access to the pension, Medicare, and other welfare services for the first time. New South Wales will be contracted to provide state government services.
We've consulted with the community comprehensively. I've written now to the community twice and a third time today explaining what the government's doing. The most overwhelming bit of feedback I've had is get on and do this. Far from opposition, people have actually been very eager for this to happen.
Some residents will fight against the Commonwealth's plan. Last year, Norfolk Island's Chief Minister, Lyle Snell, argued the proposal was akin to colonial-style rule. He wanted the island to join Australia's tax and welfare systems, but retain similar powers to a state or territory government.
Some of the residents here will welcome this change, and that is their right to do so. The regrettable part of this is that the colonial overlord master servant system will be returned to Norfolk Island, where the residents of Norfolk Island will only have a right in a regional council model, whereas we've had a right in the three tiers of government, federal, state and local level. And we've had the ability to be able to govern ourselves in a manner which is the right of every people to have the right of self-determination.
But even though there will be some opposition, the Abbott government believes the majority of people on the island support its changes and is confident there won't be a large-scale campaign against them.
James Glenday reporting.